Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Jacob Burchuk, MD, a physician at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and an instructor in medicine at Harvard Medical School, to discuss the FDA approval of darolutamide plus docetaxel in metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. The regulatory decision, announced on August 5, 2022, was based on findings from the Phase 3 ARISINS trial, in which darolutamide plus docetaxel improved median overall survival versus docetaxel alone. The median overall survival with darolutamide and docetaxel was not reached versus 48.9 months with docetaxel alone. Additionally, treatment with darolutamide plus docetaxel led to a significant delay in time to pain progression. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Burchuk discussed the effects of treatment intensification with darolutamide in men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer, the significance of the approval of darolutamide plus docetaxel and androgen deprivation therapy, and lingering questions left unanswered by the pivotal ARISINS study. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today on the approval of darolutamide and docetaxel for patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. Could you just start by sharing the significance of this approval?
Yeah, absolutely. So men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer have several treatment options based on randomized prospective data that have demonstrated that intensifying first-line treatment beyond just androgen deprivation therapy by adding either docetaxel chemotherapy or a potent androgen receptor inhibitor improve overall survival when used in the first-line setting. What the ARISINS study was asking is, does triplet therapy, and the definition I'll be using when I refer to triplet therapy is the combination of androgen deprivation therapy plus docetaxel chemotherapy plus an androgen receptor inhibitor, darolutamide, does the triplet therapy improve outcomes relative to androgen deprivation therapy and docetaxel chemotherapy plus placebo? And the bottom line of this study is that the answer was yes. The combination of all three drugs did improve overall survival for men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer relative to androgen deprivation therapy and docetaxel chemotherapy alone. There's a lot of sort of nuance within some of the details of the trial and the design, but I think that's sort of the bottom line that's really important. It's the first FDA approval specifically for triplet therapy for first-line treatment for men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer.
Great. And so then diving into some of those details, how do you see the approval of a combination affecting current practice patterns, especially since darolutamide is approved for patients with non-metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer?
Yeah, it's a great question. And so I think just to reiterate, you know, this is a now international randomized phase three that demonstrated that the combination of triplet therapy improved upon a current standard of care or a prior standard of care, which was ADT plus docetaxel alone. So in my mind, consistent with the FDA approval, the triplet of ADT, docetaxel, and darolutamide is a new standard of care for first-line treatment for men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. I think the question is, which patients are going to benefit from triplet therapy and which patients need triplet therapy? This is a question that the ARISINS study didn't necessarily completely answer. Diving into that a little bit, for most patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer, ADT plus a AR signaling inhibitor, such as darolutamide, enzalutamide, or apalutamide, is the preferred option. ADT plus docetaxel in my clinic is really reserved for patients with high volume metastatic hormone sensitive prostate cancer. And that's a subset of probably about a third of men with metastatic prostate cancer. But I reserve chemotherapy for that subset. And most patients, I prefer one of the AR pathway inhibitors. And so if you think about the design of the ARISINS study, it was asking, does the addition of darolutamide, the AR inhibitor to ADT and chemotherapy improve upon ADT and chemotherapy alone? It doesn't answer the question of, does adding chemotherapy to ADT plus an AR inhibitor improve upon ADT and the AR inhibitor alone? So the way that I'm using this data and FDA approval in my clinic is that the first question I ask myself is, if I have a gentleman with metastatic hormone sensitive prostate cancer, are they fit for chemotherapy? If the answer is no, then I'm not going to be using this triplet therapy and will favor ADT plus an AR inhibitor. For patients who are chemotherapy fit, I ask myself, is there compelling evidence that chemotherapy is going to benefit this patient? And what we know from the charted data is that this benefit seemed to be most pronounced in men with high volume disease, and that's sort of defined by the charted criteria. And so if patients have high volume disease, and I think that they're chemo fit and that they will be likely to benefit from chemotherapy, those are the patients that I'm treating with triplet therapy. For patients who are not chemo fit or have low volume metastatic hormone sensitive prostate cancer, I'm still favoring ADT with an AR inhibitor, and other factors go into that, age, comorbidity, et cetera. But that's sort of a paradigm that I'm using to decide who's going to receive this triplet therapy. But again, sort of taking a step back and thinking about the bottom line from ARASENS, it adds a new standard of care option for our patients with metastatic hormone sensitive prostate cancer. And I think the data is going to evolve to figure out which patients are most likely to benefit from the triplet therapy as opposed to standard doublet regimen.
Could you go into some detail about the pivotal efficacy data from the phase 3 ARASENS trial?
All patients received ADT and docetaxel for 6 cycles, and they were randomized to receive darolutamide 600 milligrams twice a day or placebo. The primary endpoint was overall survival. And what we saw is that men randomized to the darolutamide arm had a 32% reduction in the risk of dying during the study period. So a 32% improvement in overall survival relative to men receiving ADT, docetaxel, and placebo. That was the primary endpoint, but several secondary endpoints also favored the addition of darolutamide over placebo. Two of the key secondary endpoints were time to castration resistance and time to pain progression. And both of those also significantly favored the addition of darolutamide to ADT plus docetaxel. And so, we have improvement in overall survival, improvement in time to pain progression, time to castration resistance, and several other secondary endpoints all favoring the addition of darolutamide. And on top of that, when we look at adverse events between the two groups, really there was very little added toxicity by adding darolutamide to ADT and docetaxel. And so we have a regimen where we clearly see an improvement upon a standard of care in terms of efficacy with very little in the way of toxicity. And all of these results really underscore that this is a new standard of care for men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer.
You mentioned a little bit about safety, but are there certain patients and certain contraindications where you would shy away from using the agent?
There really aren't. Darolutamide, what's really exciting about this approval and the expanded opportunity to use darolutamide for men with prostate cancer is it's a very well-tolerated drug. Darolutamide is an androgen receptor inhibitor that was specifically designed so that it has two favorable features. Number one is that it has very little crossing of the blood-brain barrier. And so the cognitive and neurologic side effects of androgen receptor inhibition are really minimized with darolutamide relative to other androgen receptor inhibitors. Second is that it has very few clinical drug-drug interactions. And so it makes it a really favorable drug when we think about using it in combination with other treatments like ADT and docetaxel. Those features make it really a very safe drug to use for most patients. I think going back to a comment I made earlier, a bigger question in my mind is which patients are candidates for or benefit from docetaxel. And so I think from the STAMPEDE and LATITUDE and ENZAMET and ARCHES and TITAN, we just have trial after trial showing that ADT plus an AR inhibitor is well tolerated and improves overall survival in this disease setting. And I think the bigger unanswered question in my mind is which patients are candidates for and benefit from adding docetaxel to those drugs. And we don't have that answer from the ARASENS study. A long-winded answer, but I think the short answer is that darolutamide is really well tolerated and had very little toxicity beyond ADT and docetaxel alone in this study.
And is there anything else that you'd like to emphasize about this study?
In addition to ARASENS, there was a very similar study conducted, or that was reported last year at ESMO, the PEACE 1 study that looked at a somewhat similar question of adding abiraterone to ADT and docetaxel. And the study design was a little bit different, but the results were ultimately very similar, that we saw an improvement in overall survival when adding the AR signaling inhibitor abiraterone to ADT and docetaxel. And so now we have two prospective randomized phase three studies asking similar questions with similar results. And so I think the corroborating piece one data only adds to the strength of the finding from IRASENS and reaffirms that the triplet of ADT plus docetaxel plus an AR inhibitor improves upon ADT docetaxel alone, and so strengthens the finding of the ARASENS study, and I think reaffirms this triplet as a standard of care for men with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer.
Is there any ongoing research at Dana-Farber that you're excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think the two areas that I think are important to highlight are, number one, developing better treatments for men with early stage prostate cancer to prevent them from developing metastatic recurrence, increasing cure rates. And the second is developing better biomarkers for treatment selection and really personalizing therapeutic decision making for individual men in clinic. As an example of the first, Mary Ellen Taplin here at Dana-Farber is leading the Proteus study, which is a randomized phase three study looking at perioperative, so neoadjuvant and adjuvant intense ADT plus apalutamide or placebo for men undergoing radical prostatectomy for localized high-risk prostate cancer. And the idea here is that we know that a lot of men with high-risk localized prostate cancer recur following surgery. And so the study is asking the question of, does early initiation of intense hormone therapy lead to sterilization of micrometastatic disease, downsizing of the primary tumor, and lead to higher cure rates of radical prostatectomy to prevent men from developing metastatic recurrence? That trial is nearing the end of accrual, and I think we're all really excited to see whether that approach is going to help increase cure rates and decrease prostate cancer mortality. To the second point, there's a lot of exciting work being done here at Dana-Farber, developing novel biomarkers to predict which therapies are going to be most effective for individual patients. This really spans from looking at prostate cancer genomics to identify men with more or less aggressive disease and identify patients who will benefit from PARP inhibitors. We need better biomarkers to predict response to olaparib, rucaparib, FDA-approved PARP inhibitors.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Oncolive on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.oncolive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Oncolive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Oncolive and at OncliveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at Oncolive and Oncolive State of the Science Summit, and follow our Oncolive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Oncolive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Oncolive On Air.